Hello, welcome to the Friday, May 29th, 2015 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. If you wonder where your users are getting the latest version of CryptoWall from, it may just be the Angular exploit kit, and Brad has some indicators of compromise here and some of the locations where he just found that particular exploit kit spreading CryptoWall. Luckily, so far it looks like the Bitcoin address being used with this version of CryptoWall has not received any funds yet. And yes, router vulnerabilities are not going away. This time it's the Moose malware that has been described very extensively by ESET. ESET just released this write-up about the malware. Apparently, this malware is predominantly after credentials for social networking services, and it does, for example, try to sniff cookies for Facebook, Twitter, and other services like that. Now, the one thing I'm missing from the write-up is it doesn't really explain how this sniffing works. If the user uses SSL, and many of these sites like Facebook are now all SSL, but it's a 50 plus page write-up and I haven't really looked at every single piece of it yet. Take a look at it. It does include indicators of a compromise. In addition to sniffing for cookies for social networks, the router is also turned into a proxy server. Now, this proxy server can only be accessed from a small number of IP addresses, and based on what ESET has seen, how their particular router had been used here, this proxy is then essentially used to spam various social networks. And of course, as usual with these home routers and the like, the exploit, well, it's barely an exploit. This particular malware just scans for routers with weak passwords and then installs itself. Now, in order to clean up an affected router, all you need to do is reboot the router because it's not a persistent piece of malware. These routers typically do not allow writing back to their disk, but it may change DNS settings. So you always should double check the DNS settings. And at the Hack in the Box conference in Amsterdam, two researchers revealed details about vulnerabilities in Oracle's PeopleSoft software. Now, first of all, apparently there are a number of default accounts with default passwords that are commonly not disabled. And secondly, and probably even worse, as part of the password reset functionality, an unauthenticated user may get access of a SHA-1 hash of the password of the user they're trying to reset the password for. SHA-1 hashes, of course, are not that terribly hard to brute force, and in particular, to provide access to an unauthenticated user to this kind of hash is probably quite dangerous. Typically, when we talk about password hashing in databases and such, we assume that the attacker does gain access to the password hash only after, for example, breaching the application and getting access to the database already. So at this point, an attacker would have quite substantial access to the application already. But here in the Oracle case, it's just an unauthenticated user who essentially uses the password reset functionality and as a result will end up with a SHA-1 hash of the password. Interesting stuff here, and I'll link to the presentation. Oracle disputes some of these findings, in particular the fact that these default passwords and default accounts are commonly installed. But then again, this is something that I have seen being overlooked so many times. So I do believe that even though if these account credentials are only used in demo systems, that a lot of system administrators will outright forget to remove these passwords. In order to defend yourself from the password reset problem, you may just check your password and change it to an extremely complex password in order to make even SHA-1 cracking more difficult. Or you may want to switch to SSL client certificate based authentication, but of course that may be a more significant change. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.